This episode of Bad for Business was brought to you solely by Casper. Let me tell you something, guys. I've been so tired. It is not even funny, okay? And I am learning more and more that sleep is crucial to your health. It doesn't even just say that in the copy. It is real. It is crucial to your health and happiness, and yet there's a good chance you're sleeping on century-old spring technology. Well, invest in the Casper. It's a perfect mattress engineered with just the right support and just the right bounce. We'll ship it to you for free, and you can try it in your own home for 100 nights. If you don't love it, we'll pick it up, not us personally, and refund you for everything. Again, not us personally. Use code B4B, and you'll get $50 toward your new mattress at Casper.com. That's promo code B4B. It stands for bad for business, people.
$50 holla.
$50 off. And I am. It's bittersweet to say to you, listeners, that this is the final episode of the countdown to the Entourage movie, because the Entourage movie is out today.
So go see it.
I thought you were going to make like a little noise for that, Brie. You know, go,
There's a lot of that in this episode, so.
Yes. This is a very, very special episode, and we know we've promised you Kevin Dillon, and Kevin Dillon, I guess, will not be a part of the countdown, but I promise, I'm a man of my word, we will deliver. It's going to be over
sooner than later.
We will deliver an episode with Kevin Dillon. It's a little difficult to ask him to give me some of his free time with all the press that's going on, but I promised and I will deliver. But this episode is very, very special in its own right, because Brie has had this idea since we started talking about doing a countdown to the Entourage movie kind of segment on this show, and she wanted to go undercover a little bit with her phone and record some voice notes from the premiere. Now, it's a very challenging thing to do. There was a lot going on. The premiere turnout was massive, I mean. But she was hell-bent on doing it. And I've heard some of what she accomplished. I think it's pretty cool. Similar to Entourage. It's an inside look. As the night went on, I basically didn't see Brie. She disappeared. So I'm going to hear some of it for the first time along with you. And I'm curious to see what the kid did. Brie, where do we start? Should we just go to it right now?
Let's take them to the premiere.
All right, well, everyone, Entourage, it's in theaters now. Go see it. Go support it. We're off to a great start. Entourage fans, unite like Voltron. And here's a little inside look, as best we could with our cell phones, from the premiere. What, am I getting ready in the first one? What are we doing here? All right, let's just go. Roll it.
Bad for business. Coming out.
You think that's a good title?
The greatest I've ever seen in my whole brain. No, I mean my whole life.
Hi, it's Dan Patrick. It's time for another edition of Bad for Business Podcast with my buddy, Jerry Farrar.
It's premiere day. Jerry's very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I love that my podcast producer picked the very last minute before we walk out and get in the car to start conducting interviews.
I had to, because you are looking very sexy and handsome.
So are you. It's like,
I got to give a big shout out to your stylist. I'm going to let them take over for a second.
Hi, I'm Wayman.
And I'm Micah. How's it going?
And what do we have Jerry in?
So today we have Jerry in a nice, very dapper, tailored Zenya suit with Jimmy Choo shoes.
They taught me it's not Zenga, it's Zenya, which I never would have known without Wayman and Micah.
Zenga is a brunch spot in Santa Monica.
Zenga is a game that you pull the blocks out.
And they also taught me that it's not Roland Moret, it's Roland Murray for my dress.
You learn something every day.
Both of them look amazing. And they will look great on the carpet. We're looking forward to seeing them, seeing the images, and I hope you all have a great time.
Aw, thanks, guys.
It'll be a good moment.
Hey, guys, we're in real time for a second. That was Wayman and Micah. I guess my stylist for the Entourage premiere. Look, I went a long time without any help from a stylist, but when it comes to like suits and stuff, I just don't wear a lot of suits. I don't know what's...
They make you look good, though.
Yeah, and you know, it took me a while to get used to just how tight they made me wear everything. But it actually, I guess they say it does
photographs
like, photograph better and all that. But they're really good guys. They have a really great sense of style. And when it comes to suits, you know, you just got to get it right. Believe me, if it was jeans and Jordans and a t-shirt, I'd be more than okay on my own. But those guys helped me with the suit, and they're good guys. I want to give them a little love on the podcast. And All right, should we keep rolling?
Let's keep going.
All right, we're in the car now, and we're late because of Bree.
So we're in the car, about to pull up. Jerry, how are you feeling?
I'm a little nervous. I'm wearing very tight clothing. I'm not used to wearing clothing this tight, but I was recommended to wear it so tight.
He looks fly.
I got my brother and...
Say hi, Anthony. Your third time on the podcast, right?
Third time. No vehicular conversations this time. We got tight suit issues here.
Is this a new suit that you bought for the LA premiere?
My suit is tight as well. I didn't plan it that way, but my suit is tight as well. I've been eating nice over the last night.
I think after our meal last night is what tightened everybody's suits, probably.
it's a little tight, yes, for unplanned reasons.
What are you guys most excited for?
I'm most excited to see the movie. That's what I am most excited for. Earlier, I was excited about my new shoes. Now I'm excited to see the movie.
New shoes.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Don't you like, too, Anthony has a smooth podcast voice. It's like, normally, I know his voice one way, and then you put the mic on, he's like, yeah, so I'm most excited about seeing the movie. He gets all, like, smooth voice.
And we also have Lenny in the house. Say what up.
What up?
Lenny bought 9 suits today. Let's not forget up top over here.
Miguel, how are you?
What's up, Miguel?
Miguel's our driver for the night. He's going to make sure we get around safely. Right,
yes,
Miguel?
Indeed.
As long Very as you don't, safe. Like, stick a phone in his face so he could talk and he could see the road, Bree. Lenny bought 5 suits today for the premiere. He's going to wear all 5. He has wardrobe changes.
We have an awfully tight suit on from the Porsche store today, which I got sold. So it's a scuba suit. We'll go with the scuba suit.
I hear half the NBA is going to be at the premiere. Basically, if you're not playing in the finals, they're going to be at the premiere. The intel is the red carpet is going to be packed tonight. So we'll see. I'm nervous as hell, but I just hope everybody likes the movie.
Who are you most excited to see at the premiere tonight?
You.
Aww. Other than me.
You know what? I'm just excited to get to the after party, and hopefully the screening was a success, and then have a few drinks with... you know, my brother and you and Lenny and the guys from the movie, and take a moment to just say, you know, in great success or in great failure, it's been a hell of a ride. Hopefully we get to do this again, but in the event that we don't, you know, I'm really going to try to take a screenshot in my head of this moment.
You should.
I'm going to. A very drunk, blurry screenshot, but I'm going to.
And at least you get to come to this after party, because for the New York premiere, what did you get stuck doing?
Well, I missed the whole after party. I had to go do a talk show, a great talk show, Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, who's been very, very kind to me. But I basically got to the New York after party, and only my mom was there dancing in the middle of the room by herself. And you, well, obviously.
We had a lot of fun, but we missed you. All right, well, I'm excited. We'll check back in with you guys in a little bit, maybe from the red carpet. Woo!
I'm shutting you down.
Say hi to the Beef for Business. We're on the red carpet.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we are.
It was a really, really big red carpet.
That carpet was intense. It's really awesome. We got to walk in, and like behind me was Terrell Suggs and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and T.I. We needed like a whole other separate red carpet for the cameos. But we're in the theater. The theater's packed. And hopefully the movie plays well. But all I know is I definitely didn't enjoy that moment fully because it was crazy.
It was crazy.
But I'm going to try to enjoy the moment right now.
You should. We'll check back in.
All right, Jerry and Bree back in real time for a second because I wanted to talk about what we just heard there. So that red carpet, and obviously you're only hearing the audio, and we did post some video on our Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
Instagram, yeah.
And, you know, we've had 8 premieres when it was a TV show over the years, but this premiere for the movie, that red, it actually wasn't even a red carpet, it was a black carpet. I don't know why, but they rolled out the black carpet. It was... massive. Like, there was stadium seating across the street of fans, and you know, you get to the carpet, and I was one of the first people there, and I think Piven was there already, and Wahlberg was there, and then like you just turn around to your left, and literally it's Russell Westbrook walking in, and James Harden and Rudy Gay and Mike Tyson and T.I. and, you know, just all these, some of the, like, the cameos almost needed their own carpet. I think I say that in the clip. I said that last night because I just...
It was crazy.
It was one of the more intense moments of my life, but I also got a little, not emotional, like I was going to cry or anything, but just...
Sure, of course it's emotional.
I did stand back for a second, and I took it all in, I guess in a very Entourage-esque way, because to me that was always the best part of the show, was these guys shouldn't be in that situation. They snuck into the party, and I had that moment when I looked around the red carpet and just felt like I should not be here, but for some reason,
aww,
I am, and... It's crazy because, you know, you never know. This might be the last one. We don't know if there's going to be a sequel. So far, so good, but you just never know. So I made it a point to stand back and enjoy it. And you're running around with the phone doing crazy, crazy stuff. I can't believe you actually recorded on the red carpet. How was it for you? I mean, you were on there.
It was just, you know what?
That must have been a little intense, no?
Yeah, but I mean, I was just... It wasn't about me. I was there for you. Like, I took some pictures with you and I watched you do it. It was cool to like take it all in and like see you go through it and see you do the interviews and stuff on the red carpet. And it was just really cool to be there and see you go through that.
I don't think
all you guys and all you guys together, when you guys all joined together for the group pictures, like that was really cool.
I don't think, I've been to really cool premieres, and obviously I'm partial to the Entourage one, but just in terms of like size and scope, I haven't really seen a premiere that big. I've never been to any giant action movie one. I mean, I guess I've been to like a Mission Impossible 4 or 5 or 3 or whatever it was, and that was pretty big. Obviously it's Tom Cruise in an action movie, but for a less than $30 million summer comedy, I've just never seen a premiere of that size. It almost had the feeling of the few times, not the few times, but we've been to the Golden Globe Awards when we've been nominated, and it felt like that kind of a carpet, because I don't even think the paparazzi there and the fans there knew who was going to roll up in the car next, not even counting us. Like,
yeah.
You know, then Ronda Rousey gets out of the car, mm-hmm. and you see her with Mike Tyson on the red carpet. Like
Ronda and I got a picture together. It's probably,
you did?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I didn't see that. I don't even think I got a picture with Ronda. It's not fair, Brie.
I know.
But it just was a good culmination. And again, the point of this episode is just, the point of this whole countdown is just to thank the true Entourage fans over the years. Hopefully we're getting some new ones with the movie and with this podcast, and
keep listening, because we're really entertaining when we're not talking about Entourage 2.
Yes, exactly. Like, just know, everyone out there, I know it might seem like a lot of Entourage because that was the point for this whole month, but the movie's out now, and once it's done, we're gonna go back. So hopefully you stick with us on this podcast, because we do have other big plans of places to take you.
Right. So, but back to the premiere. So yeah. The last voice note, we are sitting there right after the red carpet in the theater.
Where were we sitting? We were sitting in the theater,
right? We're sitting in the theater.
Moments before we rolled it.
The movie's about to begin, and...
It played great, and...
yeah.
It was a hometown crowd.
Yeah.
The theater was packed, but... I guess it's hard to talk about because you don't want to give too much away from the movie. But who was your favorite cameo?
My favorite cameo?
I'll tell you who played the best. Like... Oh. We've had so many, but in terms of comedy, I rank them like
comedy?
This. Like the biggest laughs per cameo, Gronkowski in that crowd, and it was a large, raucous crowd, got an amazing laugh. Like he kind of killed, mm-hmm. he kind of steals a little bit of the scene. T.I.
Oh my gosh.
Just
I was
comes out of, we can't say what it is, but he comes out of nowhere and... Gets one of the biggest laughs in the whole movie.
He kills it, and it's quick and funny. Awesome.
Yes.
Actually, T.I. was my favorite.
And Chad Lowe, oddly enough, who has two scenes in the movie. I can't say what they are, but Chad Lowe, very, very sneaky Chad Lowe cameo, which is pretty damn funny as well, but not to knock any of them. And also Kelsey Grammer, who is obviously one of the funniest people alive and knows a thing or two about comedic timing, comes in out of nowhere in the scene and just the crowd that like we missed, I think, the next line in the scene because they were still laughing at Kelsey's, but Kelsey's cameo.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
All right. Well, let's keep rolling on, Brie. Back to your voice. Oh, no, wait. Should we just do the ads now?
Yeah, because then we're going to go to the after party.
Bear with us. We're piecing this episode together. And once we get to the after party of voice notes, we want to stay with
those. And it's on, too. I got some good voice notes from people.
Do people get drunk Or no? I know.
Look, I got them early on before people were
you
drinking.
Drunk?
I will say,
it was a long, gets higher.
It was a long day for me.
Yeah, we're at the fair.
And I was on the phone. I was trying to talk over music. The band was really, really loud.
Jane's Addiction played at the after party. They've done our Entourage theme song now for years. So Jane's Addiction was there playing.
And I've never really recorded on the phone. And I talked really close into the phone, so some of it gets muffled. But you'll hear it. It's really cool.
All right. So in order to get you that moment, we're going to run our ad now. So this way you could stick with the rest of the voice notes. And I'm not going to say it's our last for good, but this is our last ad for the Countdown to the Entourage movie podcast with Casper, who was so kind enough to basically take all the advertising space that we have, and we have plenty of it. They bought it all because they really wanted to partner up with us at Bad for Business. So I want to give a special thank you for Casper, and they've been so cool to us. And then also, like I've always said, we do not have products on this show that we don't use, and Bree and I have now been waking up every day now for quite some time. Let me just tell you, I got home. I was just in San Fran, like Silicon Valley yesterday. We went to Facebook. We went to Twitter. We went to ILM. And I came home at midnight after a 15-hour day, got on that mattress, and just was out cold like a baby. So very special thank you to Casper. And we're going to give you a little information on Casper right now. Casper is an award-winning sleep startup that launched with an outrageously comfortable mattress sold directly to consumers, eliminating commission-driven inflated prices, which I always like. If you can cut out the middleman, I always say do it. The critically acclaimed sleep surface was developed by an in-house team of product engineers who have experience from IDEO and NASA. It has a sleek design, and it's delivered right to your door in a small, how the heck did they do that size box? And it's true. The box, I mean, I don't even think I could fit in the box, and I'm not a large man. And then you open up the box and you unroll this super mattress that then I don't think they could actually roll it back up and ever put it back in the box. But look, if you're on the fence with your mattress, which I feel like most people in the world are, like, I don't know if you actually wake up and say, today I'm getting a new mattress. But if the thought has crossed your mind,
yeah,
we want this opportunity to lean toward Casper, because not only do we think their mattress is great, we're gonna actually hook you guys up. And if you go to casper.com/B4B, you can get $50 off your purchase. $50 toward the purchase of any size mattress, and you could actually, there's a return policy for 100 nights, and the bed is outrageously comfortable. So give Casper a chance. They've been really, really good to us, and we'll keep posting pictures too of, we have a cool video that we're gonna throw up, I think probably today. So check on our Facebook and Instagram about Casper, and thank you to them. And maybe we'll work together with them in the future.
Yep.
Bree, we have advertisers now.
I know. So excited. We're coming up on our year birthday for the podcast.
Do we want to even go on that? I mean,
no,
we should do a very special anniversary for that.
We're going to do a very special anniversary episode, but I really want to get
to
that.
But what is it? July 10th is our anniversary? Or
yes.
July 12th or something like
yes.
that? All right, so look for that episode, and look for plenty of pickup basketball episodes in the future. But for now, we're going to push back on with the show. We're about to get to the after party, I believe, where Bree just decides to go rogue and do whatever she wants.
I did go rogue.
And I didn't see my girlfriend for a couple of hours in the night. But warning to user warning, I can't speak for anyone else, but I was drunk. So, all right, Bree, roll it.
So we made it to the after party. Woo! And now we're just partying. And I'm here with Justin Kroll, who we've had on the podcast before, the writer for Variety.
It lives up to expectation. If you've been listening to the podcast, guys, get there as fast as you can. I came here tonight with my Let's Hug It Out t-shirt on. Right there.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Telling you, this movie lives up to expectations. My boy Dan loved it. We all loved it. I'm telling you, get there this weekend. We need it. We need everybody there. Support Jerry.
Jerry, yo, Saget. Jerry, you're so good in the Entourage movie. You're just so adorable. I want to wrestle you. I just want to, like, duct tape you to my chest. And then no women will hurt me because they'll just kick you. You're great, and I love you. And I feel like this is a voicemail from Russia, and I'm calling a child. I'll see you soon at Fat Sal's, available in 3 locations.
A couple of times, you guys know who he is.
Hey,
I think Kelsey Grammer had the best cameo in it. If we were talking about so many cameos, I thought that was great. And I thought Jerry did really well, but I thought he would have lasted longer with Ronda Rousey. And I'm sorry, I've got to get back to singing with my band.
I'm here at the Manuel. She looks absolutely stunning in the movie and absolutely stunning right now. How are you doing? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing Honor from New York. And I'm so stoked to be at the world premiere of the Entourage movie. Fucking finally.
We're at the after party. We're dancing. We're having a good time. You know.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
So go see the movie if you want to see the sexy lady.
I love you.
What up? This is Terrell Suggs, T-Sizzle from the Baltimore Ravens. Y'all got to go see the Entourage movie. It definitely didn't disappoint. If you're a fan of Entourage, expect everything. If you wasn't a fan of Entourage, expect everything. Make sure you go see the movie. Out June 3rd.
Yeah, go Ravens!
Go Ravens!
All right, we're back in real time for a second because we're listening along with you. And every time I have something to say, I kind of buzz in like it's a Jeopardy question. So a few things from what we just heard. Number one, thanks to Justin Kroll from Variety, who has been real supportive and has been on this podcast before. Charlie O'Connell genuinely sounds like he loves Kelsey Grammer.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not even like, oh, my favorite cameo. Okay. No, it sounded like you caught him mid-conversation. How were people reacting to you going up to them? Were they pretty open to talking to the Bad for Business listeners?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was just excited to be there for you. So a lot of people, nobody said no to me. Well, there was one person, but I'm not going to out him.
Don't out him.
I want to.
No, that's not. Maybe we'll do it next week. Let's save room to go somewhere. You know, Bob Saget even giving a Fat Sal shout out.
I know.
Amazing. I had a long talk with Bob, and we're going to see Bob at a charity event. And Bob's been on the show several times and is great in the movie as well. But what I wanted to shine a little light on real quick. First of all, you turned into Melissa Rivers and went fashion police on Emmanuel.
Hi, Bree, who are you wearing?
She looked gorgeous.
She did look gorgeous.
I loved her dress.
And I like when you get all girly like that. You literally went like fashion police. Who are you wearing? It was kind of cute. And then you went up to Terrell Suggs. Who's a big man. And hell of a football player. Always been a T-Sizzle fan. That's my guy. And T-Sizzle fires me up. And this is why I love when Bree interviews or talks to an athlete, because Bree's from Cleveland.
I know.
Bree's a diehard Browns fan.
And I said, go
Ravens.
And
at the end, she goes, go Ravens! Back home in Cleveland, not a very smart thing to say. They're in the same division, Ricardo.
I got really excited, and I may have had a few drinks at this point.
For everyone listening back in Cleveland, particularly Bree's family and friends, she did not mean go Ravens. She got caught up in the Terrell Suggs moment.
I did.
Terrell Suggs is a hype machine. He knows how to do it. And we actually sat in the theater in front of Terrell Suggs, so I kept looking back to see if he was like laughing and stuff. And then I think
sweet.
At one point he hit me off the back of the head with a piece of popcorn, and I think he enjoyed the movie. And then also, and I think it's coming up right now in the clip, like Bob Saget mentioned Fat Sal. So let me just tell you, Fat Sal, our buddy Sal Capic, who's been on this podcast, who was at the premiere, loud and proud, wearing a Fat Sal's hat, kind of a half a celebrity himself. People wanted pictures with Sal.
I know, it's cute.
Which makes me feel good. There was people who were there, were like, oh shit, there's Fat Sal from Fat Sal's. So, all right, let's keep rolling. We'll check back in with you in a minute. But we're listening with you guys.
Hey, Bree, what's up? You want a shake?
I do want a shake. I'm craving a shake. Why didn't you guys bring food to this after
party? Well, you know, maybe if the premiere was closer to Hollywood, I'd get you that shake. But we're right around the block from West. They got some buffalo chicken cheese fries and tons of Fat Jerry's just waiting for everybody. Yeah, they're waiting. So we just got to get another podcast going.
We got it. People are asking.
The continuation. We did one in Austin. Now we should do one here in L.A.
Where's the next Where stop going to be?
Who knows? Maybe I think L.A. maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll take another podcast. We'll get some opinions on where in L.A.
And you guys had like a contest at the store, right? And you guys gave away premiere tickets?
Yes, we did. The first 6 people to order a Fat Jerry every day got screening tickets, and then they had a chance to enter to win for the premiere. That was a pretty cool one. But maybe we got to have another podcast in L.A. and find out where the next location is going to be.
Let's do it. We'll set it up.
Done.
I'm with Doug Allen and his fiance Maddie you. The movie's awesome.
Goal is to be bigger than the B for B podcast.
We're going to have you back soon, right?
I'm ready. Anytime.
I want to check in with you at the after party. I haven't really seen you. Where have you been?
I'm horrified as to what you've been doing this whole time.
What do you mean? I'm working.
I know, but like, have you made anyone else angry? What's been going on?
I don't know. Everybody's having fun.
So I'm the only one that gets uncomfortable when you go do your job?
Yep.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Are you having fun?
I'm having fun, I think. I haven't really left this area. I haven't seen what's out there in the world, so maybe we'll go for a walk.
Yeah, let's go for a walk. Let's cruise around the party.
What's up? Oh, Jerry, what's good? See, it's your boy Bow Wow, man. Jermaine Dupri right here. Did a great job in the movie, man. You already know I'm a part of the family. Had a chance to work with you guys, man, and continue to do what you do. We had this party. I didn't see you. I thought you was going to bring some weed. Oh, he's here? Well, see, we got it. I don't smell the room.
Yeah, I just want to say, I don't worry. I win. Yeah.
So Mike Young is in the house.
Just here to support my boy, Jerry Ferrara. Killed it. New body, new physique, new attitude, physique. Levels of acting.
Was Jerry at basketball today?
Jerry was not at basketball, but I know that there was a small part of Jerry that was trying to figure out if he could make basketball and the premiere on the same night. But it was never going to happen, Jerry.
How's his anger been on the court?
Solid mid-level anger.
Really?
Nothing like Lev.
So
nothing like anybody else. No anger.
Podcast therapy is helping?
Podcast therapy must be doing something. He's been very friendly in basketball. Still driving to the hole. Not many people touching him because they knew he had a premiere coming. He did seem like he injured a tooth at one point last week. I think he was a little dramatic because he was in a dramatic mode of life. But I think he'll be fine. He should be very proud. And we move on to bigger things, better things. We'll see you at basketball Friday.
With you.
Yeah. Bring me back in. Shut the cats out. I'm in.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep those cats.
Hey, I'm Frank Kaminsky. I saw the Entourage movie for the second time. It's pretty much the shit, so you better go see it. It's an amazing movie. And Jerry looks really, really, really good in it. And he's got some fresh Jordans in it, too. So you should probably see it. If not, just to see Jerry and his fresh Jordans. Okay, cool.
Okay, so continuing the party at the after party, we're here with Sabina Gadecki, who is one of my good friends that I worked with in a movie a couple years ago. And now she's in the Entourage movie playing one of E's love interests. And she has a very, what do we call it? A very intimate scene.
I like to use the word intimate. I think that's a good word. Intimate is nice.
And how was shooting that?
Let's see. Well, there's no way to there's literally that scene is as awkward as possible. There's no way to even imagine a sex scene being a sexual experience. You've got camera guys and you've got booms around you. But Kevin did make it as comfortable as possible. So that's a good thing, I guess, right?
You guys look comfy.
It was good. Yeah. I mean, I guess we did look a little cozy in that scene, right?
Well, you look great, and I can't wait for everyone to see you.
Thanks, guys, for listening. I'm excited. Make sure you check the movie out.
So I'm here with Danny A, who is the producer, co-writer, actor in Club Life, which is another movie of Jerry's that's out right now. And Nick, who is the writer of Let's Be Cops. What did you guys think of the movie?
Loved it. Jerry killed it.
I loved it.
Very entertaining. And by the way, an hour and a half, like, flew. It didn't feel like it.
It really just went.
Bah, 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 bah.
You guys having fun at the after party?
Yeah.
I want, where's Gary Busey at? Like, I want an interaction with Busey.
You know what?
I do. I want to meet Busey. Where the fuck is Busey at?
That's my next mission. I'm going to go find Gary Busey, and I'm going to get him to say something.
Good luck.
I want to meet him.
All right, thanks, guys.
Where's Jerry?
Donovan Carter from Ballers. I want to say I love the movie Entourage. I love the show. It was amazing. The cast, it was just amazing. And I hope Ballers has the same success as Entourage does.
I can't wait to see Ballers.
I can't wait either.
When does it come out?
June 21st at 10 o'clock on Father's Day on HBO. Yes. God is good. I'm so happy for this opportunity. And just, you know, I want to thank HBO. And just it's amazing being at this premiere and just seeing the movie. Oh, it was amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here with Caitlin from the Anderson Group. Caitlin is one of Jerry's publicists, and let me just say, she kills it for Jerry. I mean, we walked on the red carpet, and you just, like, took over, and, like, what is it like repping a celebrity on a red carpet and having to get in there?
It's fun. It's, you know, you have to be calm. You have to be aggressive.
I see you, like,
in
aggressive
a polite
you.
Way.
Yes.
A polite aggression. And you have to take control. You have to make sure that there's no food on his face. He's not chewing gum.
How is he smiling? How is Jerry as a client? Is he, like, difficult? Is he easy? Come on, you can be honest. This is his podcast.
He's great. Jerry's great. Jerry is very, very easygoing, very happy, always in a good mood. He's great.
Well, we love the Anderson Group, and we love you.
We love you guys.
I love you, man. This is Baron Davis signing off. Congratulations on the movie.
Jerry checking back in real time, because I swear to God, I keep buzzing in. A few things. First of all, I hope you all remember Bow Wow, you know, from the series, played one of the only other Murphy Group clients, Charlie. It was really cool to see him. You know, Mike Young, who's been on this podcast a few times and he's in my pickup game, was not wrong. Monday night's my basketball game, and it conflicted with the Entourage premiere. I did think, like, hey, maybe if I bring my suit to the game, I could play, like, the first hour and then shower and then throw the suit on, because the premiere was right around the corner from the court. Obviously, I knew that would never happen, but I did want to at least attempt to do it. And now I know that they're going to be after me, because they have been going easy on me physically, because they know, like, if they would have given me a black eye or a busted nose, it wouldn't have looked good on the red carpet. Now that the premiere is over, I think they're going to be gunning for me. Frank Kaminsky, who I got the opportunity to meet when Wisconsin was on their run to the NCAA championship game, one of the biggest Entourage fans, and literally the biggest, because he's like 7'1". One of the biggest Entourage fans and one of the nicest kids. And I mean, no disrespect,
really,
when
nice
I call him a
guy.
Kid.
Yeah.
You know, I just got a lot of years on him. But he wrote actually a blog about the show years ago when he was like 17. And it was really cool to talk with him. And he's got the NBA draft coming up, so hoping Frank Kaminsky does well with that. Sabina Gadecki, who is also a friend, you know, she really does a good job in the movie as well. Danny, I have a movie with Danny, Club Life, that's also out right now, along with Entourage. And my good buddy Nick, who's not been on this podcast, and we write a lot of stuff together. He's a brilliant writer. He wrote Let's Be Cops, so his opinion was very important to me. I think Caitlin, my publicist, was lying, because I'm not happy all the time. I usually do have food on my face.
It's her job to make you look good, so
and
she
I'm
did
always
her job.
So Caitlin, in a true public relations way, handled it properly. But truth be told, when I get tired and I haven't eaten, I get very cranky. And Baron Davis is just the coolest dude on the planet. And Baron's been a big supporter. I'm hoping, we were talking again, I was a little buzzed, so I said a lot of things to a lot of people at that party. But we were talking, he's going to bring me to train with him and put me through a little bit of an NBA workout, which I'm sure I will throw up at some point and cry. But Baron's a funny
we'll
dude.
We'll have to podcast the workout.
Yes. I think that was his idea, right? And we got to get Baron on this show.
Yeah.
And because I heard Baron on Bill Simmons' podcast, and Baron could talk about many different things for a long time.
Yeah.
He's a quality dude. Bree, I mean, well done. Undercover at the premiere, a Bad for Business producer correspondent, Bree Ricano.
I wasn't really undercover. I told people
your
I was
voice just kept
them.
Getting higher and higher as the music got louder, and you
the
probably
music
had a few
got
more
louder.
Drinks.
I had a few drinks. I was excited.
I'm never gonna let you.
I was
you
talking really close into the phone because
right.
I've never recorded on the phone.
And you
before.
Yell at me for talking close into the mic. See, you don't
you
really
like
know.
Make love to the mic. I'm gonna take a video
because
of you.
I have passion in what I do with this podcast.
Go Ravens!
All right. I can't believe
let's
you said
keep going.
Go Ravens.
Let's
all right,
keep
we're
going.
Gonna keep going. But Bree, you did a magnificent job from the red carpet, and thanks for everyone who participated. And yeah, let's keep going.
So we just left the after party. Jerry, how you feeling?
I'm scared to know how many people you went up to and stuck your phone in their face and said, "Hey, talk to me about the podcast."
Look, I only did it to people that seemed somewhat interested, and also people were like, some people were like, "Where's Jerry?" And I was like, "I'll tell you if
after the break."
I mean, you're telling me all these people want to hang out with me, but no one came up and said shit to me.
You said a lot of people came up to
Anthony's interview.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you guys think?
Anthony, yes. Lenny, let's hear.
Pretty good high. I came here 2 nights ago with Anthony to see my brother Jerry, and I was really feeling good. But I have to say,
the movie
actually topped it off. I was feeling euphoric, but excellent movie, Jerry.
Good man.
Best of luck. Really, seriously. Good stuff, man.
My big little brother.
And now the hardest critic of them all, Anthony.
Well, the movie was spectacular. Everybody's storylines were great. Everybody fired on all cylinders. That's not just saying it for any, you know, heartfelt reasons. It's the truth. What I want to know is, okay, thinking of my son for a minute, Bob Saget was there today. Okay?
He said he would cut, he would.
My son's idol. My son thinks this man doesn't age because he's still on TV today, and he thinks that the Olsen twins are still four. Okay? I didn't know what to do. But nevertheless, everything went perfect. Couldn't ask for a better night. Everybody's getting home safely. Still, has all their senses.
I think,
anyway.
I've lost some of mine. I can't smell anything.
And that's it. Very interesting crowd, nonetheless. LA never ceases to amaze me with the crowds that...
No, there was like a mix of everybody there, from athletes to actors to just whoever, right?
Bearded people.
I was trying to convince everybody to go to Fat Sal's, but I got shut down. So I'm going to go eat my cheeseburger that I grabbed from the food bar on the way out.
I haven't eaten.
So until then, peace out, listeners.
Yeah, that's it. I can't wait to hear all the interviews. I can't believe you did that.
And look, that's the best we could do summing up premiere night without actually not getting to experience premiere night. You know, I don't know how you did it and still managed to have fun. It was definitely a wild, crazy night. I definitely drowned myself in Baked by Melissa cupcakes and the wonderful, delicious good luck basket you got me of every kind of chocolate candy I wanted in my life. And
I know I was gonna take a voice note of when we got home. I think my phone died, and then we just like ate a bunch of candy and passed out, so I didn't get one.
Yeah, and here's an update. Look, similar to like a great episode of the show, no one knew how to predict what this movie would do financially. And there was some early predictions that, oh, it's going to crush it. Then there was some early predictions like, oh, it's not going to crush it. And no one knew. And then we were up in San Francisco yesterday doing a tour, like I spoke about earlier, and we got to wake up this morning with the news that we put up like $2 million on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So for the moment right now, it's doing really well. And I really do want to thank all the fans of this podcast and all the Entourage fans out there who have supported it. It's a movie that's meant to be enjoyed for a fun ride. It's an R-rated comedy with heart. These are guys that were not supposed to be in the situation that they are, but they somehow made it. But yet they kept their childhood friendship going. And that always was the heart of Entourage and all the other Hollywood type situations and the cars and the money and the women. Yes, that's all part of a sort of male wish fulfillment, but the heart of it is these are four friends from New York that maybe shouldn't be here. They snuck into a party and they're just waiting and having a good time until they get kicked out. So go have a good time with the movie. It's okay to sit there and enjoy it for what it is. And thank you, Bree, for killing it on this episode and last week's episode. And we're probably here at the podcast going to go Entourage dark for a little while after this. You know, we definitely gave you guys a lot of Entourage content per your request. And the audience has
Not completely dark.
Look,
we're
going to
talk about how the movie's doing. We might do a call-in episode.
Of course, but
we might have Haley Joel on the podcast. We have a lot of exciting things coming up that are Entourage related and not Entourage related.
Right. So. But I'm excited to, you know, I know Romany Malco's ready to be a guest. You know, Nick Swartzen ready to be a guest. I want Baron Davis. I want Terrell Suggs. I want to get back to learning about some people that I'm fascinated by in real life on this show. And I want to also get back to more basketball bits and pranking my mom and talking about my brother's male pattern baldness and
we're going to start recording video, and the Bad for Business podcast is growing. Coming
this
up
has
on
been
year.
Everything I thought it was, because I wanted this podcast to be a form of therapy. You know, I wanted to also give people a little bit of an inside look as to who I really am and what it's really like to kind of hang out with me. And also, it's been an honor and a privilege, my lady, to share the mic with you, because this has been a really cool bonding experience with you.
Thanks.
So,
babe.
Thanks, everybody. The movie's out now, as I said 100 times. Go see it. Spread the word. And maybe, just like Aquaman knocked off Spider-Man, maybe Entourage could knock off Spy at the box office for 1 week. And then Jurassic Park will come out next week and knock everybody out. So enjoy it, guys. Thanks for listening. And like my mom always says, bad for business was good for business today. See you soon.
And go see the movie!
Yeah, yeah. When you see me rolling by, you know that I'll be high. He's smoking on that Buddha, 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 Buddha. And you know that we be on. We gon' smoke it till it's gone. When you see me rolling by, you know that I'll be high. We're smoking on that Buddha, 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 Buddha. And you know that we be on. Well, when you see me, I'll be gone.
For business.